Today we're going to talk about a topic that's always very relevant, but particularly relevant in our current situation, and that is the topic of Shabbos clothing. Does a person have to get dressed up in Shabbos clothing? What, you're not going anywhere. There's no shul. There's nowhere to go. So especially if it's a rainy Shabbos day, you can't even take a walk. So what exactly does a person still have to wear Shabbos clothing? So the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, V'chibadito me'asos terechecha, darshing the pasuk Yishayo Perek Nun Ches, V'chibadito me'asos terechecha, V'chibadito shelo yeh malbushcha shel Shabbos k'malbushcha shel chol, that a person's Shabbos clothing should not be the same as his weekday clothing. He has to have a special beged for Shabbos. The reason that they darshan that it's derech, that the kavod refers specifically to the begadim and not to be mechabit Shabbos with, let's say, food and drink, is because the Gemara in Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Iyun Yaakov points out, the Gemara in Kuf Yud Tes Amud Aleph darshans the phrase l'kadosh Hashem mechubad to be talking about Yom HaKippurim. And Yom HaKippurim, there's certainly no kibud with machal mishta, so therefore it must be that the kavod is referring to some other physical manifestation of showing kavod to the day. How do we do that? By wearing Shabbos clothing. V'chihad Rabbi Yochanan kari lemane mechabdosai. Rabbi Yochanan used to refer to his clothing as that which honors him, because these begadim are mechab, when a person wears nice clothing, they are mechabed the person who's wearing those that clothing. So Rabbi Yochanan referred to his clothing as that which honors him. In the She'iltos Rav Chaigon has a different girsa. That Rabbi Yochanan kari lemane davalovish b'shabata mechabdosai, that he dafka referred to his Shabbos clothing as mechabdosai, not his regular clothing. So the Sefer She'ela Shalom, a commentary in the Shilto, says that according to that, it's only begadim chashuvim that Rabbi Yochanan would refer to as mechabdosai, not regular lower level begadim that he would wear during the week. And that's how we understand from the word v'kibadito that your Shabbos clothing should be different than your weekday clothing, just like Rabbi Yochanan would refer to his clothing for Shabbos specifically as Michabdosai. Why is it that you have to wear special big day Shabbos? What's this about? So there seem to be three possibilities. The Zohar in Chelek Beis and Vayakel Reish Dalit Amud Beis, the Zohar sounds that it's a din of Oneg Shabbos, that we should be Misaneg b'Shabbos b'machal b'mishta ube malbush. That, as we've discussed in recent Shiurim, Oneg Shabbos means the enjoyment that you have on Shabbos. It's not about going out of your way to prepare to do something in advance. It's on Shabbos. So when you're dressed up nicely, you feel like a mensch. You feel like a somebody. So that's part of the enjoyment that a person has on Shabbos. In the She'iltos, he writes that we should be misaneg b'Shabbos b'machol b'mishta and mechabed es haShabbos b'levush, that we are mechabed Shabbos by getting dressed up nicely. So it sounds like not a din in oneg Shabbos, but a din in kavod Shabbos. And that's how the Rambam writes also in the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, and that's what it sounds like from the Torah as well. There is a third reason mentioned by the Orchos Chaim in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, Simin Tes, where he says a person should wear special clothing for Shabbos in order to remember that today is a holy day and that it's asur to do malacha. It's like a built-in hek that it's a holy day and that he's not allowed to do malacha. So those are the three reasons to wear Shabbos clothing. Now, what qualifies as Shabbos clothing? Meaning, what does it have to be different or just designated? That this is the suit I wear on Shabbos. Does it have to be a higher quality suit? So the Ben Yoyada points out, from the Lashon of the Gemara, it sounds like it's not enough to just have different clothing. It sounds like they need to look different. They need to appear different than your weekday clothing, because the Gemara doesn't say v'chibadito shetachlif begadecha b'Shabbos. It says shelo yehei malbushka shel Shabbos k'malbushka shel chol, that your Shabbos clothing should not be like your weekday clothing. And certainly you understand that if the idea is Oneg Shabbos, or if the idea is a sense of a reminder, so then having nicer clothing will accomplish those two things. If it's just about Kavod Shabbos, maybe just the act of changing out of your clothing would be enough to accomplish that sense. But probably even if it's about Kavod Shabbos, changing clothing is not inherently an act of Kavod. It's only an act of Kavod if you're doing it to make it more special for Shabbos. Like lighting candles is only a Kavod Shabbos because it's going to be lighter in honor of the Shabbos. So it seems that the clothing certainly has to be a different madrega of clothing that a person has to wear. The Iyun Yaakov also points out that when Rabbi Yochanan says that he called his clothing in Mechabdosai, it may be explained based on the Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Pei Dalid. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have a hadras panim, he didn't have a beard. So normally, what is Mechabed a person, meaning what gives a person an image of being a Rav, is that he has a beard. So everyone will say, oh, he's a rabbi. But he didn't have a beard, so no one knew that he was a rabbi. So how could he distinguish himself as a rabbi? So what did he do? So he wore the long coat. He wore the rabbinic garb. So by wearing the rabbinic garb, that was the only thing I have left to be mechabdosai, because I didn't have a beard. That's how the Iyun Yaakov explains that statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Alpi Kabbalah, the Shara Kavanos says from the Arizal that all of the clothing should be different, not just your your suit, but your shirt should be different. You should change all of your clothing. Should be separate clothing for Shabbos. The Magen Avraham in Simreish Samach Beis, Sivkatan Beis, says from the Shara Kavanos that it should dafka be white clothing that a person wears, and that there's a Kabbalah from the Arizal that if a person wears white clothing in honor of Shabbos, then he's going to wear white clothing in the Olam HaEmes, and if he wears black clothing, it's going to be black clothing in the Olam HaEmes. Bir Alach and Dibra Maskul Begadim Naim says not anymore. He says, Levishas Begad Lavan B'Shabbos Im Mechzi Ki Yuara Lo Yase. If it looks like you are, looks like you're behaving differently than everybody else, and you're elevating yourself to then you don't do it. Then you don't wear white clothing on Shabbos. The Eliyahu Rabbah brings a raya from a Gemara that the Rabbanan wore black clothing on Shabbos, and that's perfectly fine to do as well. The Yafa Lulev in Chelik Beis Simen Reish Samach Gimel Siv Vav writes that women who light Shabbos candles, since they are being mekabel Shabbos when they light the Shabbos candles, should get dressed up in their big day Shabbos prior to lighting the Shabbos candles. And the Mishnah Berurah says that if a woman is going to take a shower beforehand and put on Big Day Shabbos, it's wonderful. But if it's a very short Friday afternoon and she has to do everything that she's got to do in advance of lighting Shabbos candles, better to take the shower and get dressed. And better to light the Shabbos candles before getting dressed, because you don't want to risk being mechallel Shabbos, right? You don't want to risk that she's going to end up lighting the Shabbos candle. Better to change into Shabbos clothing after Shabbos has already started than to light the Neiros after Shabbos has already started. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasai says, not only if it's chashchil Shabbos, but even if she hasn't had a chance to daven mincha yet, mincha should be before lighting Shabbos candles, because the Shabbos candles are a Kabbalah Shabbos for a woman. So you want to make sure that she's daven mincha prior to lighting Shabbos candles. So that's even that would take precedence. Even davening mincha would take precedence over the need to to light the candles on time. So Shulchan Aruch paskens all this. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Samach Beis Siv Beis, Yishtadel Shiyu Lo Begadim Noyim LaShabbos. You should have nicer clothing for Shabbos. V'im Afshalo Lufachus Yishalshal. If you can't, at least wear your clothing differently in honor of Shabbos, to lower the clothing in a certain way. The Mishnah Berurah adds that you should even have a separate talis for Shabbos. You have a weekday talis, you should have a Shabbos talis. Sometimes I've been asked recently, when they bury a person, which talis should they use to bury him? I actually saw a discussion in Poskim about this. Do you say kala tadir mechaver or kala makudish mechaver? It's an ibaya delivshita in the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, whether that which you would do more frequently as greater kedusha, or that which is makudash, that which is designated for Shabbos. Okay, David Kamaravid, whatever you do. They sent out recently that the chevra kedushas are short on talesim. They need donations of talesim. These are the times that we live in. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Vav writes that Avafilum hu bederech levado ubebayis einem Yehudim gam kein yilbash bigdei Shabbos kein al mabushim lekavod haroim kim lekavod haShabbos. He quotes from the Chayei Adam, even if there's not another Jew in sight, and you know, you're not davening with anyone, you're all alone, you're sitting at all, it doesn't matter, still wear bigdei Shabbos, because you're not doing this for the kavod of other people, for the kavod of those who see you, you're doing this for the kavod of Shabbos itself, says the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why you have to wear the begadim. That's what Rav Shechter writes in Mipnine Arav, in my version of Mipnine Arav, it's on page Samaches, in other versions it's on a different page, but he writes the story that when Talmidim used to come to Boston to learn by Rav Soloveitchik over the summer, so they noticed once that there was a fellow that lived very far away from where the Rav was giving shir, and he walked all the way back and forth to hear shir from Rav Soloveitchik on Shabbos afternoon. And one day it was a very hot day in the summer afternoon, and Rav Soloveitchik saw this fellow walking into the shul without a jacket. And he said to the fellow, "Where's your jacket?" And the guy said, "Well, you know, I walk back and forth in the heat, so I leave it in shul in the morning, so that when I go back and forth, I don't have to be wearing my jacket." So Rav Soloveitchik told him that it's not right. You have to be dressed Shabbos-tik, not only during davening, the entire day you should be dressed Shabbos-tik. And it got to the point where the guy almost couldn't come to the shir because it was just too much to suffer through that heat. But that's not about other people. It's about Shabbos that a person should wear. The other maisa that Rav Shachter tells in Pnine Arav is that one time, I think it was when Rabbi Brander was being Meshamesh Rav Soloveitchik, one time Rav Soloveitchik spilled coffee on himself. It was on a weekday, and he spilled coffee on himself, and he was muttering under his breath, "It's your fault, Beryl, it's your fault." And Rabbi Brander said, "Why are you being so hard on yourself? You just spilled a little coffee." He said, "No, I woke up this morning and I was a little disoriented, and I went to my closet and I just took out whatever suit I took out and I put it on, and after I put it on I realized I put on a Shabbos suit, and it's not Shabbos, and I had put on a Shabbos suit, so and I didn't change, I was too lazy to change, so minashamayim, I got my own esh minashamayim that I'm going to have to send it to the cleaners, and that I'm going to have to have my Shabbos suit just for Shabbos and not to use it for a weekday." So that's the inyan of wearing Shabbos clothing. There is a discussion in Poskim whether Shabbos clothing means Shabbos shoes as well, or is it just Shabbos clothing? So in the sugya that we learned recently in Daf Yomi in Shabbos Tav Samach Amid Aleph, the Gemara tells us that Shmuel explains the reason for the gezeira against the sandal hamasumar on Shabbos was because there was a ma'isa shahaya, there was a shas hashmad that they were hiding in a ma'ara, and they said no one's allowed to leave because they were afraid of being caught by the authorities, and the one guy's shoe got turned around and he left footprints that looked like they were heading out when they were really heading in, and they thought they were all in trouble, and they ended up, it was a stampede, and they ended up, a lot of people ended up trampling all over each other and dying, and they were wearing this sandal hamasumar. So they made this gezeira, they're not allowed to wear a sandal hamasumar b'Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why only on Shabbos? It sounds like a terrible thing that could have happened any day. So the Gemara says, because the mice that happened was on Shabbos, so they only made the gezeira on Shabbos. The Yerushalmi asks the same question, but the Yerushalmi gives a different answer. The Yerushalmi's answer is, Lav urche de bar nosha, mehava they train sandalin chad l'chula v'chad l'shuvsa. That it's not normal for a person to have two pairs of shoes, one for Shabbos and one for a weekday. But there's a machlokas in the Mefarshei Yerushalmi how to read that line. The Karbana Eda reads it straight, that you're not supposed to have, it's not normal to have two pairs of shoes, and therefore, as soon as they made the gzeira not to wear a sandal amasumar b'Shabbos, you aren't going to wear it on a weekday either, because no one buys more than one pair of shoes. However, the Pnei Moshe reads it bitmiha. Lav orcha de barnosh, you think it's not normal for a person to have more than one pair of shoes? Everybody's got a pair of Shabbos shoes and a pair of weekday shoes. So that's what the Achronim point out. It's probably two days in the Yerushalmi whether a person is supposed to have Shabbos shoes. This is a shaila in the Tshuvas Rav Pa'alim Chelek Dalid Orachayim Simin Yud Gimel. And he says that the Svara would tell you that a shoe is not considered a malbush and therefore does not require special, you know, one does not require special Shabbos shoes. His raya is because we have a bracha every morning of malbish arumim, and then another bracha shasali called tzarchi about shoes. Why do I need a separate bracha of shoes if I already have a bracha about malbush or about clothing? Furthermore, he says, the Yerushalmi that we just said, that the Yerushalmi says you don't need special Shabbos shoes, that Malbushe Shabbos does not include shoes. You don't need special Shabbos shoes. However, as we mentioned, the Achronim point out that it seems to be a machlokas in how to understand that Yerushalmi. There's also another raya that the Achronim bring in the Sefer Tshuvas HaRavaz, not Radvaz, Ravaz. Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud Beis, he quotes from the Mishnah Meseches Ksubas Tav Samach Dalet Amud Beis, that a person has to provide his wife with shoes every yontif. And Rashi says, for each of the Shalosh Regalim. So the Gemara says, the Gemara explains over there on Daf Samachay Amud Beis, that the Tanna is talking talking about a case that they live in a mountainous region where they wear out the shoes very quickly, and therefore you're going to have to buy her three new pairs of shoes a year anyway because they wear out their shoes so quickly. Might as well attach it to Yontif. Might as well do it on Yontif where it's going to be very nice for her. So the Tana is telling us, give it Dafka on Yontif. Why not say give her two new pairs of shoes every Yontif? One for Shabbos shoes, one for weekday shoes. Elamai, it must be that you don't have to have two sets of shoes. You only need two sets of clothing, Shabbos clothing, weekday clothing, but maybe shoes are not included in this. I'm going to have to run right now because I have a meeting to get to right away, but everyone should have a wonderful day. Take care, everybody.